Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live. Cy Kellett, your host. Open forum today, both hours, means you can call about anything you like. If you have questions about the sacraments, the Bible, the popes, the saints, anything having to do with Catholic life, those calls are very welcome today. 888-318-7884. That's 888-31-TRUTH. Our guest this hour, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, and very happy to welcome him, Tim Staples.
And I am very happy to be here.
I'm sure you are. And two good things are going to happen today, Tim. We get to do open forum for both hours with you, which is great. And we also get to come to our listeners for the last time this year and say, please help us, and which is something that I view as an opportunity, frankly, because I do believe that Catholic radio is changing the world, and we do our small part of it as well as we can. And I feel really blessed to be able to come to you and ask you for your help. That's a different phone number, however, 888-291-8000.
So the number to call to give a pledge is 888-291-8000. Am I correct?
You are correct. 888-291-8000.
Or they can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And let me entice the listener a bit.
Yeah.
This is big, actually. $20,000.
I love it.
Yeah. And we have somebody who present. I don't know if it's one person or two person, people. I don't know. But the way that they do it is they give us the $20,000 and say, if you can raise it, we'll match it up to that. So if we raise $11,000, we get an $11,000 match. So that's both hours today to use up that $20,000.
Yes, but I got clarification this time, Cy.
Yes.
Because last time I didn't have it.
Okay.
And on this gift today, if we don't get the whole $20,000, we don't get the $20,000 at all. That's what I was just told.
Oh, come on.
Yes.
I didn't know it was that hard. I misspoke then, Tim.
Yes.
All right. So
this is huge, folks. So if we get $19,900, we don't get the
$20,000. No, I will give the $10,000. All right. Or whatever, how much that is.
Yes.
But if it goes much more than that, I have to check with my wife. But a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match both hours today. The number to call, 888-291-8000. CatholicAnswersRadio.com is where you can give online. Every single person in the building. We just had a big meeting. Everybody's on the phones ready to take your calls, including
Jimmy Aiken. Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
I went, Jimmy, take that back.
No,
okay, we can say.
Yeah, Jimmy was at the meeting, and he's going to be taking calls for the next 2 hours. So, I don't know what the chances are. I guess about 1 in 40 or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of people on the phones, but Jimmy is one of them.
Right.
So, folks, you know, seriously, this drive is so important. As Cy said, it's the last one of the year. This is really crucial, because this sets the stage for what we're going to be able to do next year. And folks, you know, as one who travels, as I often say to you, Cy, I travel more than a human being ought to.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere I go, Cy, it is so, I can't put it into words, folks, what it means when people come up to you and say, Tim, my life was changed. I am Catholic because I heard you on the radio. I heard Jimmy Aiken. I heard whomever, Catholic Answers Live, changed my life. In fact, I just talked to, at the last conference I was at, a men's conference, a priest walked up to me. His name is Father Skip. I hope he's listening. In fact, he's going to write an article for us in our magazine of his conversion story. He's an evangelical seminarian who got a hold of Catholic Answers Live, my stuff, other stuff. But he said, Tim, I'm telling you, it rocked my world. He became Catholic in 2006 or 2007. He is now a Catholic priest, folks.
Oh, that what a story.
And you'll read his story in Catholic Answers magazine. But folks, this is what happens virtually every time I go out and do a conference. I mean, the stories that come in as a result of Catholic Answers Live, folks, is astonishing. But folks, we're not here unless you make the call, and we're not going to get that $20,000 match unless you make that call now at 888-291-8000. We need you to pick up the phone now, or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you give there, it counts just as much. And you might get Jimmy Akin on the other side of that phone to take your pledge.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. Really, everybody in the building is attending to phones today. You might even get Chris Check as well, our president, Chris Check, who filled in for me last week. I don't think he'll pick up the phone right now because he's looking at us. But when he goes back to his office, he's going to pick up the phone. 888-291-8000 is the number for pledges. 888-291-8000.
Can we talk about real quick some of the goodies that we have?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, my goodness, folks. Look what you're going to get.
Right. And so if you make a pledge, I mean, monthly pledges are very, very helpful because they help even out those finances. Over the course of the year, you know what's coming in. And a monthly pledge of $18 a month or more, or if you would prefer it as a one-time gift, a gift of $200 or more to receive Trent Horn's brand new book, yes, The Case for Catholicism,
from outstanding
Ignatius
book.
Press. And then Tim Gray, the great Dr. Tim Gray, did
brilliant
The Bible in a Year. So those are yours for a one-time gift of $200 or more, or a monthly pledge of $18 per month or more. And then if you're able, if you are particularly blessed, and as we approach the end of the year, you are able to do some end-of-the-year giving for $500 or more, we add to that. So you get all that, but for $500 gift or more, we add Unlocking the Mystery of the Bible, 4-DVD set with accompanying workbook by Jeff Cavins and Sarah Chrismeyer, and This is a magnificent work that'll – so lots of help getting – I mean, get the Case for Catholicism and learn the Bible.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. It's so magnificent. It's magnificent.
Yeah.
That's what I say. But, folks, we really do need – and I know what happens every drive. It's so difficult to get folks to make the call. We need to get the momentum going now, folks. I don't know what it is, Cy, but every drive – all the people in the office are waiting for their phones to ring, and nobody calls.
Right.
And then once it starts, you know, it seems to go. But, folks, we've really got to do better this time than we did last time. We really need your help, folks, and I believe we will, Cy. I think we're going to rock and roll here. There's just too much
at stake.
Gosh, I mean, you think about – ultimately, we're talking about souls, folks. Mm-hmm. We're talking about souls, what we do here at Catholic Answers Live. And you know – folks, if you've been listening to us more than a couple of times, you know we give you straightforward what the Catholic Church teaches. We stick to the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. You're not going to get kooky stuff here. You're not going to get – I hate to use the terms right and left, but far right or far left or anything. You're going to get Catholicism, my friends, and it is the Catholic faith once for all delivered unto the saints. As Jude verse 3 says, no, it doesn't use the term Catholic, but it is the one holy Catholic and apostolic church that was delivered once for all to the saints that we proclaim on a daily basis here at Catholic Answers Live that is changing lives. We need your help to continue it. Right now is your opportunity, folks. Help us out, especially those who have not done so. 888-291-8000. Give us a call. And some of you, I know you're out there right now and you can up your pledge you've already given. Give us a call. Maybe it's $25. Just jump it up to $50 a month, right?
It means maybe so much.
Oh, these are huge for us. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We also take calls during these pledge drives. We only take a few minutes out of each hour to talk to you about our need and to give you the opportunity to support Catholic Radio, support sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and salvation offered through the church all around the world, frankly. But we also continue to do our jobs here, which is to take calls. So we go now to Wally in Lafayette, Texas, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Wally, you are on with Tim Staples.
How's it going, Tim? How's it going, guys?
God is good, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm calling from La Jolla, Texas.
Fantastic.
Not Lafayette.
We've got a La Jolla right down the road here in San Diego.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear, yeah. Ours is actually spelled right, but, you know, it's close enough.
There you go. So what's on your mind, brother?
I had a question for you. About a month ago, you had said something about, you know, Jesus ascended into heaven. Mary was assumed into heaven, and you said how they were the only people, body and soul, in heaven.
That we know of.
Correctly.
Yes, that we know of.
Okay. So, and, you know, when you said that, you know, I was under, you know, just from reading Old Testament and New Testament and some apocryphal stuff, you know, I was under the understanding that Elijah and possibly Enoch, or I guess in English it's Enoch, were up there as well. So what is the church's position on this? Because I know I can come to like a million, you know, conclusions on my own, but typically for stuff like this, I turn to the church.
Sure.
And so where does the church's stance on this? And if they don't have an official position, what's your opinion?
Yeah, the general understanding, I do not know of a magisterial teaching on this, but the general understanding you get from fathers, doctors of the church down through the centuries is that Enoch and Elijah, who you are correct, were taken up, quote unquote, into heaven. That, and we find that in 2 Kings chapter 1. We find that, of course, in Genesis with Enoch. He walked with the Lord and he was no longer. He was taken up. So you're correct. But it's generally understood they do not have the beatific vision, or did not, I should say, have the beatific vision. And they could not, of course, until Jesus came. Now, that would pertain to their souls, not to their bodies. So we have to make that distinction. And then we make a further distinction that though they would now have the beatific vision, they still let me backtrack on that one. Actually, they have a unique situation because, again, you'll get this from different authors. In Revelation chapter 11, we have an interesting little scenario of how there are two people. Now, a lot of scholars will say that these two are actually Elijah and Moses, because of the, they're called the two witnesses who come back to the earth and proclaim during the time of the Great Tribulation when the Antichrist is reigning, and they proclaim the truth, and they're actually slain and then taken up again bodily into heaven. Now, I kind of took a cat out of the bag there, because there's actually three individuals who are considered to have possibly been taken up bodily in our tradition, not only Enoch and Elijah, but also Moses. And we get a hint of that. There's a book, actually an apocryphal book, called The Assumption of Moses, which is actually quoted in the book of Jude. And it's referred to there in the book of Jude in an interesting way, because it talks about how in the book of Moses that Michael and Lucifer, the archangel Michael and Lucifer, were fighting over the body of Moses. Now, what in the world is going on there? Now, that's from an apocryphal work, but here St. Jude is indicating that there's truth here in that apocryphal work. They fought over the body of Moses, and the scripture says Michael dared not bring railing accusation against him. I think it's verse 9, as I recall, in Jude, verse 9. Dared not bring railing accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke thee," right? So why are they battling over the body of Moses? That seems to indicate that indeed Moses may have been his body taken up as well. Now, for the three of them, they would be in a, you know, again, not having the beatific vision, but they would be in a place of natural happiness awaiting their time, where at the end of time, and now here for at least two out of the three, some would argue it's Enoch and Elijah, some would say it's Moses, but we see that they are used by the Lord to come back to earth, proclaim the truth. They are slain and then taken up bodily. So it's interesting now. Again, this is not Catholic dogma. It's not Catholic doctrine. But we get a sense that with Enoch, Elijah, and Moses, then, they don't have their bodies in heaven because they do not have the beatific vision yet. So they would be in a place of natural happiness and usefulness in God's providential plan. Now, we get a hint there in Revelation just how, but there could be other things going on that we're not aware of as well. Does that help at all?
No, that totally answers my question, hit the nail on the head.
Fantastic. Wally, appreciate your question.
Thank you very, very much. And I think La Jolla is spelled with two L's. That's the Spanish spelling.
Yeah, but
they
have
an English spelling there.
Yeah, we do it La Jolla, though, here. I think that's who he was talking about.
Oh. But
we do the J here. I think they do an H over there.
Oh, okay.
Because right. You're right. Theirs is the more American. You know, but we're the reason for my friends in Texas, from La Jolla in Texas, we're the reason Bugs Bunny says La Jolla.
Oh, really? Right, oh, yeah, right. You wouldn't say that because – oh, okay. So
we're the real –
Bugs Bunny is the final arbiter on these items, clearly. Again, open forum today with Tim Staples. We're happy to take your calls, or if you want to submit your questions via Facebook or YouTube, we'll be consulting there as well. In the meantime, I would like to remind you that this is our last opportunity to come to you this year to ask you to support Catholic Answers, and particularly this radio show, Catholic Answers Live, and the work that we do trying to share reasonable and charitable answers that to questions about the Catholic faith, whether those questions are posed as challenges or they are posed with genuine curiosity. We try to answer them all, and we need your help to do that. 888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. We have a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match this hour. That means some generous donor has said, if you can raise $20,000 via the phone lines, I will give you an additional $20,000. So we are in a state of desperation would not be the correct word.
Pretty close.
Hopeful anticipation of support from our listeners. 888-291-8000 or go online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Either way that you donate, those will be counted.
By the way, Cy, what is the number for folks who want to ask a question versus radio drive?
If you want to get on the line to ask a question for open forum, it's 888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884.
I have to remind myself, yeah. I've been away for a while, so
yeah.
888-31-TRUTH to get a question in.
Right. And
but you need to call 888-291-8000 to get your pledge in.
Right. So you want to make that call first. 888-291-8000. Get that taken care of. Get that pledge in. It's very easy. It takes a couple minutes. They're not going to waste your time. As a matter of fact, there's lots of motivation on the lines here not to waste your time, to just help you get it done and move on. So if you would like to help us achieve that $20,000 match as we come to the close of the year here, these things help keep the lights on, help keep the microphones on, all those things that we need to do in order to share this radio program with stations around the country, around the world, via the internet, now via television. We do need your support. 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
Absolutely. And my friends, as I mentioned, the impact that this radio broadcast is having, and you know what, Cy, I know I've said this before, but it's not just in the United States. The thing that blew my mind the most, as we began in Catholic radio all those years ago, 1994 is when I started in Catholic radio, Cy. I'm truly an old timer. There were only about three stations in the whole country back then.
Right.
And I've seen this thing grow, you know, from three stations to now, what are we? Over 400, I think,
yes.
All the radio stations in the United States. It's phenomenal,
right.
the growth, and it keeps growing. But what blows my mind is when I get off the airplane in the Philippines or in Malaysia or India or various countries in Europe, and folks know Catholic Answers Live. That is such a blessing.
I know.
They know the radio show. In Australia, oh my gosh, in Australia, we're very popular. Dananda. We are very popular. So, folks, you know, this truly has become a worldwide apostolate,
right,
through this great gift of media that is transforming lives around the world. And you have the opportunity now to really participate in this being actualized. Folks, give us a call right now, 888-291-8000. We need those one-time gifts. It can be $20. To $20,000. You could do the match in one phone call, folks. We need those one-time gifts, and we especially need those monthly pledges, because it's so important that we know we have money coming in every month. Those are key for us. If it's $10 a month, $20, $25 a month. This is our bread and butter, isn't it, Si?
That's what makes the wheels turn because really, for a whole variety of reasons, a monthly pledge is very, very valuable to us. And among those reasons are it allows us to plan. Can we do certain things 6 months from now or a year from now as we try to move into new media and all the places we're trying to go? But also it's a steady kind of base of operations where we go, well, we know what we can accomplish this year. Yes. We know where we begin. And so monthly pledges are very powerful. If you can make, you said 10 or 20. If you can make a pledge of $18 or more per month, we're going to send you The Case for Catholicism by Trent Horn. We're going to send you The Bible in a Year by edited by Tim Gray, the great Dr. Tim Gray, who just one of the great Bible teachers of our time. We want to send you those things. So if you can make those that monthly pledge now of $18 a month, well, here you should also know this. While we have this match on for $20,000, you make a pledge of $18 a month. That comes out, roughly to $200. I think $196. Every dollar of that is matched. It's not just the amount that comes in this month that's matched. It's matched month after month after month because that's what this donor has agreed to do. So a pledge of $18 a month is $36 a month to us. A pledge of $50 a month is $100 a month to us. If you are especially blessed and you could make a $100 a month pledge, and there are people who are doing very well this year and they can do that.
Yes.
That $1,200 is $2,400 to us because we have this $20,000 dollar for dollar match right now.
Yep.
888-291-8000, 888-291-8000. And as I said, we're going to continue to do our job, which is take questions and answer questions here on Catholic Answers Live today. Ted from Facebook writes the following question, Tim. My mom died 5 days ago and she was Baptist. Can I rest assured that she is in heaven?
Oh, well, my friend, I am very sorry for your loss. I know that my father just died 2 years ago, October 22nd, and I still miss him terribly. There are times, Si, where it hits me.
Yeah.
My gosh, Dad really isn't here, and of course, I have this hope, though, and what I would say to you is thank God for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ and in the reality that we know from sacred scripture in 1 Timothy 2:4, for example, that God wills all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So we know God wills for all to be saved. That includes my dad. That includes your mom. And the fact that it was your mom,
it was
right?
His mom, yeah.
And the fact that your mom died, I know it is your desire, it's God's desire for her to have been saved. So, and when you add to that the fact that she was a baptized Baptist, mm-hmm. I'm assuming faithful and such, that gives us all the more reason to hope. However, we don't have, one caveat here, we don't have what we call metaphysical certainty or absolute certainty of the salvation, either of my father or your mother. So we pray for them. We pray for their souls. Perhaps they're in purgatory. We pray for them. We don't have the strict, absolute certainty of their salvation. Now, as far as your mom being a Baptist, if she was where she was through no fault of her own, never knowingly rejected the fullness of the truth that we alone possess as Catholics, she certainly could be saved through the graces she receives, through the valid sacrament of baptism, which she has, the presumed sacrament of marriage. There are two sacraments that our Protestant friends have, we presume in those cases for them to have. That's a source of grace. They have so many gifts, that they receive the Holy Spirit in and through baptism. They have sacred scripture, which is a tremendous gift that comes through the church, God using his church to communicate to them. So she has an advantage, say, over those who don't know Jesus Christ at all and such. So you have lots of reasons for hope without falling into the error of presumption to say, oh, she's in heaven and we know it absolutely. No, but we do have, in her case, a reason to hope. And I have reason to hope that it is well with my father's soul as well.
888. Well, first of all, Ted, we will keep your mom and you in our prayers. We're happy to do that, and we'll take that to Mass with us tomorrow morning here. 888-291-8000 is the number. If you are ready to support Catholic Answers, Catholic Answers Live, keep us on the air while we're in the midst of this, the very last opportunity to come to you and ask you for your support this year with $20,000 dollar for dollar match on the table.
Got to do it.
888-291-8000.
Catholic Answers Live would like to take this opportunity to thank our partners in airing our daily program. Please support the stations and networks that carry us each day, ensuring that we have a platform for broadcasting the show. And please bear in mind that while we don't have to pay for airtime on our affiliate stations, neither do they contribute to the operating costs we incur. It's a great relationship, but it requires that we turn to you, our devoted listeners, for your prayers and financial support to cover our ever-growing expenses. Please call 888-291-8000 right now and help to keep Catholic Answers Live strong. That's 888-291-8000. Or you can donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. What began as a humble one-hour daily show that was carried by four stations has, with the generosity of many fantastic people like you, blossomed into a two-hour broadcast heard on hundreds of AM and FM stations, the Internet, Sirius XM Radio, Facebook, YouTube, and via podcast. We don't make that possible. You do. We simply cannot continue this media mission without your most generous gift today. Call 888-291-8000 or log on to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate now. People tell us all the time how much they depend on Catholic Answers Live to help them better learn, live, and share their faith. What they're really saying is they depend on you for that. Will you come through for them right now? It only takes a couple of minutes to make a huge difference at 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. No matter how much you give, be assured of our gratitude and know that God will richly bless you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's important that you take this important step right now, today, to make sure that Catholic Answers Live is here tomorrow and for years to come. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Open forum today on Catholic Answers Live. Any question you have about the life, the faith, the history, the morals, the philosophy of Catholicism, we are happy to address that question. You don't have to be Catholic to call. Anyone's welcome to call. And I teased a little bit before, you don't have to make a donation to call. Anybody, if you have a question about the Catholic faith, we would like, if we can, to answer that question, because there is nothing more important to us than Jesus Christ and His Church. Give us a call, 888-318-7 I forgot what number to give. 888-318-7884 is the number to call to speak with Tim Staples, Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers and the author of Behold Your Mother, a oft-quoted and recommended book on our Blessed Mother. 888-318-7884, that number. Now I would like to, if you're just joining us, we have a $20,000 dollar for dollar offer on the table from a donor who says he or she or they will give us $20,000. All we got to do is raise that $20,000 via the phones over the course of these 2 hours that we're on today. Yep. That number is 888-291-8000, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
You know, Cy, I want to say thank you to our donors that have given us that $20,000 match. I mean, you know what, Cy? There was a time here when we never got matching gifts. Our first matching gift was just like a couple of years ago, I think.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't that long ago. And now folks are have, at least in recent past, have stepped up to the plate. And it oh my gosh, has that made a difference for us? I think we've made each match, I think, since folks have been started, even though we've cut some close.
Pretty close, yeah.
But we've made it each time. And so thank you so much to our donors who gave the matching gift. And now, folks, please do not take it for granted, because if we don't raise that 20 grand, we don't get it. We have to match it So we need you to get to the phones now. Don't put it off till tomorrow or 2 days from now or, well, I'll give later. We need you to give now at 888-291-8000. Every one of your dollars is going to be doubled up to that $20,000 match. So 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Help us out, folks.
888-291-8000. And Tim, I'm just starting to get names in here on the document we look at to see about donors and how we're – but I just want to thank a couple donors who took us down by $1,000 each.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Paul in Texas gave $1,000, which was matched dollar for dollar, $2,000 for us yes. as long as we make that $20,000.
Yes.
Barbara in Massachusetts gave another $1,000. Those are the first names that have come through to me. Boy, the first names that come through are $2,000 donations. You don't have to give $1,000. Like if what you've got is 10 and you
we'll support, put you up here.
Yeah, your name will get up there. But that's a pretty good way to start.
That is a very good way to start.
888-291-8000 is the number to call and make your pledge. If you can make a pledge of $18 a month, then we'd love to send you Trent Horn's brand new book, The Case for Catholicism, and another wonderful book, The Bible in a Year, edited by Tim Gray. We'll send both of you those to you. Now, those who gave $1,000, anybody, just let them know, maybe they don't know this, that if you give a gift of $500 or more, we send you both of those books, and we send you the 4-DVD set with accompanying workbook called Unlocking the Mystery of the Bible with Jeff Cavins and Sarah Christmeier. That is a magnificent tool for learning the Bible. We want to send it to you if you are especially blessed and can make a pledge or a gift of $500 or more. We'll send it to you.
And Matthew, thank you. We just had another gift come in from Ohio. Matthew, $100. Thank you, folks, really. And you know, this is, as Cy said, we're off to the races now. But we're just getting started here. The horse is just revving up.
Yeah.
So we need you to keep calling at 888-291-8000. We've got to make this match. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
888-291-8000, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And as we keep saying, we don't stop doing our job while we're raising funds. We still keep doing that. Tim, we have now Giuseppe near Birmingham, England, watching on YouTube. Thanks for watching on YouTube, Giuseppe. Your question for Tim Staples.
Hello, Tim. I'm quite a huge admirer of yours from England.
Great to hear from you, Giuseppe.
How are you? Are you feeling much better?
Oh, yes. By God's grace, yeah. I had a really good meeting with my vascular surgeon yesterday who had some good news for me. And some folks may not know this, but I'm not going to have open heart or brain surgery because it turns out that the aneurysms that I have were not as large as originally thought. So they have to be monitored, but I've been saved from the scalpel, at least for now. So it was huge news for my wife, for my family, and I just happen to believe Giuseppe. In fact, I put this up on my website. If folks want to see an update on my health, you can go to timstaples.com. I put up there that I believe this is an answer to prayer. In fact, both of the larger aneurysms, one of my ascending aorta and another in my brain that were on the border of needing surgery, both of them, the doctors say, we must have mismeasured, or the other doctor mismeasured because they're not as large as we thought they were. I simply believe that's an answer to prayer, Giuseppe. Folks have been praying for me all around the world. I am absolutely humbled. God is good. He must have something for me to do, hanging around with my 7 kids anyway, you know? But anyway, Giuseppe, what's on your mind? What's on your mind, brother?
Okay, sir. Well, as I say, I'm such a huge admirer of yours, and I've got just a question I'd like to ask you, if that's okay.
Yes.
The question is, in the Apostolic Creed, first of all, do non-Catholics actually say the Apostolic Creed in their services?
Yes, some do.
And if they do...
Yes.
How do they get around saying we believe in one holy and apostolic church, the Catholic Church?
Right, right.
And also, the line has always confused me where it says that Christ will return to judge the living and the dead.
Yes.
And I always thought, well, haven't the dead already been judged? Please,
excellent.
Could you explain it to me in layman's terms, if you don't mind?
You've got it, Giuseppe. Well, first of all, yes. The Apostles' Creed is what you were referring to, is actually said by a lot of Protestant communities, the more, as we say, traditional Protestant communities like United Methodists, Lutherans, Episcopalians, and others will say the creed. But when they talk about the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, they like to emphasize Catholic with, you know, we used to say as Protestants, the small c, mm-hmm. right? The small c Catholic, meaning everybody who is a Christian is Catholic in the sense of a universal, invisible body of believers, but they don't believe in the one Catholic Church with the capital C, with the Bishop of Rome as its visible head. So they make that distinction to get around that. Now, Giuseppe, as far as judging the living and the dead, you ask a great question. I want to recommend to all of our listeners, if you want more information on this, I have a CD set, extensive teaching on this. It's called Last Call. It's available here at Catholic.com, where I go into great detail on this. But we have to understand the nature of the judgment. When we die, Giuseppe, all of us receive what we refer to as the particular judgment, and that happens immediately. In fact, in Hebrews 9:27, the sacred scripture, it says it's appointed for each man once to die and then the judgment. That judgment is immediate upon death. And in fact, it's alluded to by our Lord in Luke chapter 16 when he talks about the famous parable of Lazarus and the rich man. He mentions Abraham's bosom, which was the holding place. This was the traditional Jewish understanding of the holdest place, the holding place of the righteous and the unrighteous after death. Actually, Abraham's bosom would be the holding place of the righteous. And they were separated by a gulf, or a legendary river, from those who were in torment. So when Jesus teaches on this, he indicates that upon death, immediately folks go to one or the other place, which indicates, again, just as Hebrews 9:27, that there's a particular immediate judgment. However, at the end of time, Giuseppe, we also have the final judgment spoken of in Revelation chapter 20, for example, in Matthew 25, 31 through 46, where all will receive their resurrected bodies and will be judged in a final sense. And there's a couple of reasons for this, Giuseppe. One is, when we die, let's say Cy dies tomorrow. And notice I use Cy. And he goes to his particular judgment. Well, everything Cy did, both virtuous and not so virtuous, will have ripple effects that happen after his death, between the time of his particular judgment and the final judgment, so that the final judgment will include the things that have happened, or the results, the reverberations of his actions that he was not judged for at the time of his death. And then we also have to understand, Giuseppe, one of the reasons for that final judgment is the ultimate glory of God, where all of us will see the actions, every thought, word, deed, omission of all of us, and we will see how God's entire plan comes together so that all will know that God is just and God is merciful and God will be finally glorified. Can you imagine, Giuseppe? We will all know why. I say this to like my wife, who has lost two babies. She will know not only those babies, but she'll know why those babies were lost, why they died, how this worked into God's plan. All of this is going to be seen at that great final judgment. It will be a glorious time. So you have the particular judgment that occurs for each of us individually immediately, and then the final judgment. Hence, the judge, he comes back to judge the living and the dead, because those who are alive when he comes, of course, they will never die. But those who are dead will be judged again in that final sense. Does that make sense, Giuseppe?
That is perfect. Thank you so much. And what I'll do now is, because I pledge £15 every month, which is $18.
Ah, there
I'm
you go.
I'm going to go online and put some more in.
Fantastic, Giuseppe. Thank you. Tonight. God bless you, my friend. I hope to see you sometime in England.
That would be absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Please come along, and I'll be there, most definitely.
Okay, brother.
I'm so pleased you're feeling much better again anyway.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Giuseppe, for classing up the joint. Appreciate your call. And We just gained 15 pounds a month. Is that good or bad?
I just lost 15 pounds, so I guess I got it 15 back. You know what, folks? This is what I was talking about earlier, how, folks, Catholic Answers Live is impacting people around the world. Don't you want to get in on this?
Yeah.
Folks, give us a call. We need to hear from you now. We really do. We've got folks who are lonely out there. There's people sitting around here in Catholic Answers who are lonely, and they need to hear your voice right now at 888-291-8000. No gift is too small, folks. Don't let the devil lie to you and say, oh, I've only got $20. What's that going to do? Folks, that is what keeps us afloat. I'm telling you, folks, Cy, we've talked about this before. I hear about other apostles getting these big seven-figure gifts and stuff. You know, we would love to get that.
Yes.
We could do so much with it, but we just don't. For whatever reason, my friends, we have tens of thousands of people who give us relatively small donations, and that's what keeps us alive. So please don't let the devil tell you that, oh, your gift is insignificant. It is not. Those gifts are what keeps us alive. But folks, if you can give that $10,000, $20,000, maybe you can give that $100,000 gift that will keep us strong and enable us to do some of the things that we want. Believe me, we want to do more with Catholic Radio than we're doing now. Folks, please, we need to hear from you now. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Open Forum with Tim Staples right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
We're glad you're with us. Stick around for more Catholic Answers Live.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Open Forum on Catholic Answers Live. I am your host, Cy Kellett. Our guest this hour, Tim Staples, is the Director of Apologetics and Evangelization here at Catholic Answers, and looking hale and well, I must say. Right now, we are in the midst of our last opportunity to come to you this year and ask you to support Catholic Answers and Catholic Answers Live. We believe in what we do. We don't believe we're perfect at it, and we know that there's always room for improvement, but we believe in what we do because it's not about us. It's about the message of Christ's love for the world and God's love for the world in Christ. And through the church, its availability to every single person, every soul, everywhere can have the fullness of grace that Jesus has offered. We want to share that message, and we want to answer every single question we can about the Catholic faith. If that's something you believe in, if you believe a society that is just covered with every kind of nonsense in the media, and in many cases worse than nonsense, things that are malicious and destructive of families and in every way inhuman, I suppose we might say, to have a voice that is human because Christ is the image of what a man should be, what a human being should be.
Amen.
If you believe in sharing that, please help us, 888-291-8000, or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match. This hour, we really need to use up every dollar of it. Not this hour, this today, I should say, for both hours today. Again, 888-291-8000. Every single person that's got a phone here at Catholic Answers is sitting by their phone ready to take your call, 888-291-8000.
Amen. And folks, something for you to consider. Every time, this is why, Cy, I always say we got to get them on the phones from the start, is because I always feel like we're behind
as
soon as we start. And the reason is, folks, we've lost donors over the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not exactly sure. I remember the guys gave me a percentage. I forget what it was. But there is actually a general sort of percent of people who drop off for various reasons. Sometimes their radio station, let's say, goes off the air in a particular city, and so they stop giving. Sometimes they die or they move. They move to an area that doesn't have radio. There's lots of different reasons, but folks stop giving. And so we need folks to get on the phones and call 888-291-8000 to sort of make up for that loss. And then we're at the starting line and we can move forward. And so, folks, we really, if there's an urgency in my voice, it's because this is an urgent time for us at Catholic Answers, because a very large percentage of the money that we use to keep ourselves afloat and hopefully we can use to do some new radio shows and things that we have in the hopper, so to speak.
Right.
And if we get enough funds, we'll be able to do. I mean, folks, I'm saying we need you to get on the phone now. And these are some of the reasons at 888-291-8000 or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Again, that's 888-291-8000. We need to hear from you now, folks, for all of these reasons. And of course, we have got to hit that match.
And if you can give a pledge of $18 a month or more, we're going to send you both of those books, Trent Horn's book, The Case for Catholicism. And that's from Ignatius Press, his brand new book. And then The Bible in a Year, a book edited by the very fine scholar, Dr. Tim Gray at the Augustine Institute. And I want to thank some people. And when I thank these people, keep in mind that every dollar that they have pledged is being matched dollar for dollar so long as we get to the $20,000 mark today. Linda in Indiana, $18 a month pledge. Linda,
praise God.
Thank you very, very much. Alice in North Dakota, $350 gift. Janice in South Carolina, $150 gift. Scott in Texas, $75 gift. Now, let's praise take God. Scott for an example. $75 gift, $150 to us because every dollar is being matched.
Amen.
Dollar for dollar. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000 if you would like to be part of the team and keep Catholic Answers live on the air.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for the amen. I was waiting for my amen. Where's my amen? I preached it. Where's
amen,
my amen?
Brother. It looks like we've got some good questions here.
Yeah, so
up.
Let's go to Chris in Houston, Texas, listening on 1430 AM. Chris, your question for Tim Staples.
Let me first extend the traditional Aggie Catholic greeting of howdy.
Howdy.
Howdy, brother.
I just had a question because, you know, we're coming up on the holidays and I'm a member of a charitable organization that kind of supports some other charities locally.
Yeah.
And one of the charities that's been proposed for us to support is the Salvation Army.
Right.
But I know through my research that they're a quote unquote Christian church.
Yes.
But they do not promote baptism.
Yes.
Which, you know, kind of makes me question, are they even Christian?
Right.
And then the follow-up question to that would be, if that's the case, how much... what are the implications to whether or not we should be supporting a church like that?
Yes.
And I don't think a lot of people know that they are a church.
Absolutely. Chris, thank you for calling in this question because I do think it's important. Now, I know folks give to the Salvation Army because they have good hearts, good Catholics. I've talked to many times over the years who just want to help the poor, and they give to the Salvation Army. I urge them not to do so, for the very reason you just gave, Chris. And this is not something, I don't have a definitive word from the magisterium on this, but you are right, Chris. It's a very dangerous error when you deny sacraments, in particular the sacrament of baptism. Now, Chris, we have hope that these folks will receive the baptism of desire if they are invincibly ignorant. They're seeking God the best way they know how. You know, we have this hope, but it is a dangerous error. And folks, at this time of the year, and Chris and everybody listening, we have tremendous charities in the Catholic Church. Why do Catholics want to go outside when you can give to Catholic charities? You can give to so many charities within St. Jude's Hospital. I mean, we could go down a list of so many. These are ones that I give to, and I'm going to tell you, brother, I don't write the check every month. It's an automatic credit card deal. But I love to, quote-unquote, write the check to Catholic charities and to, you know, groups like St. Jude's and so many other places. I could give you a litany of the ones that my wife and I give to. But, yeah, Chris, you make a very valid point. A lot of folks don't realize that the Salvation Army is a church, and so you're giving to another, now it's technically not a church, and it's an ecclesial community because it doesn't have valid bishops, and of course doesn't even have the sacrament of baptism, which then would mean you don't have valid marriages either, at least not, you would have valid on a natural level, but not sacramental. I mean, there are repercussions for not having baptism, and of course the sanctifying grace that, you know, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church tells us in paragraph 1261, baptism is the only way that we have this side of the veil of having that certainty that, for example, when a baby dies, they go to heaven. It's so important. This is the entrance into Christ, opens up the door to all the other sacraments in accordance with our calling in life. So, Chris, you've, I think, hit on a very important thing. And I know some folks will disagree with me on this and say, look, I'm just giving to them because I want to help the poor. And I say, you know what? Your intention is great. But I'm arguing that what you're supporting on the objective level is not something a Catholic should want to support, especially when we have, as I said, so many others. And you can give to your local parish. There's so many out. St. Vincent de Paul, my goodness, across this country does tremendous work. I'll shut up now, Si.
I wasn't saying that. Chris in Houston, Texas, thanks very much for that call.
It's a great question. It's a very important question.
It is a very, very important question. Well, I was going to go to another call. I think we don't have time to go to another call. I want to remind people that if you're on the line, stay on the line because Tim is going to be here for another hour answering questions.
Yes.
We're very, very grateful to those who have supported us through this first hour. First hour is usually the hardest one to get because, you know, you got to hear what the pitch is first and then and we got to tell you about our need. And but many people coming through for us. Let me just set the table for you. We have today, during this two-hour period, a $20,000 offer from a donor or donors who say that if we raise $20,000, they or he or she will give us $20,000. We've got to raise the full $20,000. Yeah. That means that if we do that, everything that is pledged to us today, everything that is given as a gift today is doubled. And so we want to ask you to please take advantage of that because if you support what we do here at Catholic Answers and if you're willing to put some dollars behind that support, we're grateful for all the kinds of support we get. But today we have this match. We want to share that with you and give us a call. 888-291-8000 is the number to make your pledge. 888-291-8000. Tara in South Dakota just gave us $1,000.
Oh, praise God. Thanks, thank you, Tara.
Thanks very much. Anthony in Farmington, Michigan just gave us $100. Doubled, by the way, to $200. And John in Rochester, another donation, a $500 one-time gift. Thank you all for helping us to achieve this goal that we're trying to achieve these couple hours. 888-291-8000.
My goodness. I am so heartened to see these gifts coming in. We've got quote-unquote small, quote-unquote large.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is what makes Catholic Answers, man. We have a big family of supporters who love our Lord, love Holy Mother Church, and that's why I'm excited. I'm confident we're going to hit this match.
We're
going to hit it.
All right.
Because folks are going to keep calling, especially that one right now. You know you need to call. 888-291-8000. That's right. He was just getting ready to go to the refrigerator.
And he said, nope, Tim got me. He's right. I should be dialing.
No, I'm not a prophet. I'm not seeing anything. But we do need you to call, folks, at 888-291-8000.
888-291-8000. Also want to thank Robert in Great Bend, Pennsylvania, $25 a month pledge. Let me tell you about what Robert did. A $25 a month pledge means that every month we are going to get that $25 a month from Robert. But it also means that every one of those $25 a month pledges is going to be doubled by our donor or donors who have given us this $20,000, this $20,000 opportunity. And we're going to send Robert, just to say thanks, a couple of books that we're able to send. The Case for Catholicism, Trent Horn's brand new book, and The Bible in a Year, edited by Dr. Tim Gray. Thank you to everybody who has supported us this hour. It went fast, didn't it?
It can't be over, not the first hour. But I'm going to be here another hour, right?
You will. And all those people on that phone line right there, but hang around. Right. Tim's not going anywhere. We'd like to answer as many questions as we can. But you know what? While we take a break, if you don't want to miss any of the show, this is a perfect time to pick up that phone and dial. If you give a dollar, it's going to become $2. $2 is going to become $4. I'm not going to do any more math than that. Maybe, $1,000 will become $2,000. The number, 888-291-8000. And you'll be off the phone and done by the time we come back on the other side after this. 888 291-8000, $20,000, dollar-for-dollar match. This is Catholic Answers Live, and we'll be right back after this.